This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, what's going on? Do we have Dan?
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to open up the phone lines and retrieve all those emails that have been coming in for Dan Watson, the gentleman who has so much knowledge in the realm of lubrication. He's a certified lubrication specialist for more than 25 years, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America, and a guy that I learn something from every time he's with us on the broadcast. So if you have a question for Dan, he's got a telephone number for you to dial in right now if you can get in. It's a good time. Mackenzie's on the board, and he can grab your call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email to myself, bob@autoworldradio.com, or danwatson@thelubepage.com. Let's go to Dan right now and welcome him back to the airways of Auto World. How you doing, Dan?
Oh, I'm doing well. Good to be here, Bob.
Absolutely. Good that Florida missed that hurricane of last week, the Hurricane Dorian, which caused a lot of damage in the Bahamas and other places, but Florida got lucky.
Yeah, and what we can say with all due consideration is that I hope and pray that the help that they need in the Bahamas is gearing up and coming fast, because there's places there that are just destroyed. There's no other terminology for it. They used to be there, and now it's just gone. It's just a pile of rubble. So I'm all for the U.S. government throwing everything we can in to help the Bahamians. They obviously don't have the resources in that small island nation to handle a disaster like this. And they used to be part of the British protectorate, British system. Gain their independence. I think they still have it in the British Commonwealth. But the British are a long ways away from the Bahamas, and we're basically about 70 miles away from the Bahamas if you go right out of West Palm Beach. So I know we've got help going there, and I hope we have a lot more on the way.
Absolutely. Interestingly enough, Sean Connery actually... He stayed on the island. It wasn't the island that got the most damage, but it was one of the Bahama Islands. He rode out the storm. He's now 90 years of age and was there with his wife. And, boy, talk about a dangerous thing to do with that storm. I wouldn't have hung around.
No, I think one of the hard things is that when that storm intensified to the level that it did, there were a number of people on those northern islands that, if you were looking at how were they going to move out of the path of the storm, about the best they could do was seek shelter, which had greater strength and resistance to being destroyed by the storm. But there's not many places to go, and that island runs east-west in that particular orientation, and the storm just came right down perfectly on a east-to-west path right down the island and then set on it, just set on it. I've never seen anything like that, where the storm just sat there for 36 hours, not really moving at all, just stationary. That would be horrible. I mean, I went through Hurricane Hugo, which came in and out in about a two-hour period. Went through the eye wall of that when I was in Charleston, South Carolina. That was enough, and that was a high category 4, somewhere in the 150-mile-an-hour range. Can't imagine what 185-mile-an-hour winds and then sitting on top of you for basically 36 hours. That's just unbelievable. So,
it is.
You know, our hearts go out to these people, and I hope that they can bear the brunt of it and stand up, because it is an absolute tragic situation.
Absolutely. Let's take a few moments to help folks understand lubrication a little bit more. And I think you brought up an idea of going over some definitions regarding terms used in lubrication, something like viscosity. Lots of folks don't understand what viscosity means. Dan, why don't you walk us through some of
these terms are not that difficult to understand, but it's sort of like when you're going to talk to somebody and they understand the words and the words are Spanish, it's a good idea for you to speak Spanish, okay? Then you're actually communicating it. Each one knows what the other one is saying. Well, in any technical genre, this one being lubrication, you have certain terms that if you don't know what they mean and somebody's explaining something to you, then you don't really understand what they've said. And it's the same thing in all technology. It's the same thing with all the, you know, the kids that understand all these handheld devices, computers, phones, all these kind of things. To them, the lingo is straightforward. To me, I have to back up and say, now, what exactly does that mean that you just told me?
Exactly.
Because they're talking a different language with the electronics. So in lubrication, one of the most important terms to understand is viscosity, because when we see the oils that are recommended for our vehicles by the manufacturers, they're all the time using these numbers and telling us, well, you need to run a 0W20. Use another different vehicle, you need to run a 5W30, and then even go to a different vehicle, you need to run a 5W50. And so these are numbers that represent viscosity. So the question is, to the average person, what does that mean? What is viscosity if it's so important that they recommend it? And an easy way, simply put, viscosity is the resistance to flow. Something flows easily, it has a very low viscosity. If it is hard, doesn't flow easy, it's got a high viscosity. So we always use the standard examples that molasses has a high viscosity and water has a low viscosity. Everybody can relate to that. That molasses pours slowly out of the jar, or if you're talking about something close to it, honey or thick syrup, those are things that have high viscosity numbers. But if I look at water or gasoline or kerosene, liquids like that, they have very low viscosity numbers. So viscosity in the slang world is usually thought of as the weight of the oil, and it really isn't. It is correct to say that in its own way, it is the thickness of the oil, because thicker oils will have a greater resistance to flow, so they have a higher viscosity. So we're really talking about how quickly this stuff flows. Now, the next problem we get into, though, is that's all based at what temperature, because there's not many people listening that aren't quite aware that if I heat up molasses, it'll flow easier than if I take it out of the refrigerator. So we then get into, well, how do I know? Because these things would be different viscosities at different temperatures. Well, we have to have a standard temperature to measure these things at so they can be compared to each other. And in the lubrication industry, we use, for most of these products, 212 degrees as the upper viscosity measurement. And then we have various low temperature measurements, which is another viscosity measurement that we make to determine how well the liquid will flow when it is cold. So again, the important thing of this little discussion is that viscosity is the thickness or how easily a liquid will flow. We'll come back and do some more after the break.
That sounds like a great idea. More with Dan Watson of thelubepage.com straight ahead.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, certified lubrication specialist. And we're talking about some of the words used in lubrication, like viscosity, that folks sometimes get a little bit confused about. And Dan, this is a great idea what you've come up with here today.
Well, we talked in the first segment about viscosity, and to most people, the easiest way to understand it is something is very viscous or has a high viscosity, it doesn't flow very easy. So it'd be like molasses. And if something is not very viscous or has a low viscosity rating, it would be like water, kerosene, gasoline. It's a liquid that flows really easily. Okay, now, when we talk about viscosity, and we talked about we measure it at 212 degrees for a lot of products. Now, in the industrial world, where they're using hydraulic oils, they will measure viscosity at 120 degrees Fahrenheit, okay, because they're running in hydraulic systems and gear systems, and they don't want it to get much hotter than 120 to 140 degrees. Now, when we know that this viscosity will vary with temperature, that's what we've got to look at and understand. So the industry has come up with a way to talk about that, and they refer to it as the viscosity index. Oh, sounds like we're getting complicated, but we're not. If I have two oils in front of me, or lubricants, and one has a viscosity index of 100, and one has a viscosity index of 200, then the one that has the 100 index is going to change its viscosity much faster than the one that has the 200 viscosity index. So if I was going to put a liquid into a situation where I could have high temperature situations, then I would want to use a product that would not respond to that temperature by decreasing viscosity. So I would use one with a high viscosity index, meaning that, boy, it stands up to that high temperature and it doesn't thin out. On the other hand, if I had one that had that 100 viscosity index, you start raising the temperature on it, it's rapidly thinning out and you're in big trouble. So you want to have something with a higher viscosity index when you're facing high temperature situations. Okay? Now, how do we take something like a standard oil and call this stuff something like 5W30 or 10W40, because I'm talking about a viscosity measurement here, and I'm saying that I've got two viscosity measurements on the same liquid. How can I do that? Well, in the wonderful world of chemistry and the technology that we have developed, I do want an oil that I can turn the key in my car or truck or piece of equipment and it's minus 10 degrees, and I can actually get the engine to turn over. Well, if the oil was a standard oil that we have that we operate around in the summer, that oil would have gotten so thick by the time it was that cold, in many cases it might already be solid. And so what would happen is I couldn't get the engine to turn over. I could not get it past all this very thick, very viscous oil, and I couldn't get it to turn over fast enough to even start up. And beyond that, if I did try to get it to start up, the oil pump couldn't move it, so I'd be running a dry engine that had no lubrication. So that's just not possible. So what we used to do, 50, 75 years ago, was people always had to put a lightweight, like a 20-weight engine oil in about September of the year or October and run that through until April and then drain that out and put in a 30 or a 40 weight engine oil to run through the summer, because you could not leave the same oil in the vehicle through all the seasons of the year because the viscosity would get too thick in the winter if you used your 30 or 40 weight oil. And then if you stayed with your 20 weight oil, it would get way too thin in hot August and you wouldn't have enough protection. So they came up with what's called multi-viscosity oil. Some people call it multi-weight or multi-grade.
Mm-hmm.
But it is oil that you can run year-round because it can be thin enough in cold temperatures to allow you to start the engine. But as the engine heats up, it begins to thicken till it reaches its rated viscosity at 212 degrees or operational viscosity. If it was a 30 weight, a 5W30, it would finally reach the 30 weight oil and you're good to go. You got a 30 weight oil. How do they do this? Well, they use these chemical additives that are called viscosity improvers. Okay? That makes sense. We're trying to make viscosity better, so we'll use something to improve the performance of viscosity over a wide temperature range. We're trying to accomplish that. And for all of our listeners out there, this is in many ways easy to understand if you think about when you start making gravy, and if you never made gravy, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're making gravy and you put some starch in the gravy to thicken the gravy, you start thickening it up. It's real hot and it's liquid, and you put some starch in it and it starts to take shape. Well, what they do in motor oil is these viscosity improvers are actually polymers. They are very thin, string-like polymers that would be thinner than a human hair. And when they are cold, they're just like a straight line. But as they begin to heat up, they begin to coil up. So as they coil up, there are literally thousands and thousands of them in the oil. As they begin to coil up, they obviously make the oil thicker than when they were just simply long straight lines. They would just slide along and they didn't show any resistance to flow. But as you have these things coil up, then microscopically, down at the microscopic level, they are thickening this oil and causing it to be more viscous as they continue to coil up. And by the time you get to 212 degrees, let's say 90-95% of all of these viscosity improvers have coiled up and you're now at rated viscosity. So this is how they achieve a multi-grade oil. So when you go to start the engine, all of these viscosity improvers are just little straight lines, like a little straight piece of hair, and they'll just flow through all of everything real easy, no resistance to flow. As they begin to heat up, they begin to coil up. So if they're going to coil up, they're going to take up more room, they're going to have more resistance to moving around, bumping into each other, hanging up on each other, so they give you that thickening of the oil so that you can go up to the rated viscosity. Again, those are called viscosity improvers. In the early days, some of those things were pretty rickety, let's just say, and those little guys could get fractured, and so the diesel oil community for a long time wouldn't accept multi-grade oil. You had to run a straight weight oil. But the chemists get better and the polymers get better and they get to the point to where they're shear resistant and they hold up pretty well now. So that's viscosity, viscosity index, viscosity improvers. Those are things that when we're talking about lubrication and you're a person trying to understand this stuff, those little things to understand them are important to know what the stuff we're talking about means. We'll come back to a couple more before we get away.
All right, sounds great. More with Dan Watson straight ahead. If you got a question, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Taliban overreached with a car bomb attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, leading President Donald Trump to call off the Afghanistan peace talks initially planned for Camp David. Pompeo said the Trump administration had recalled the American envoy who had been negotiating with Taliban leaders for months in Qatar, and it will be up to the insurgent group whether any talks will resume.
Critics denounce Trump's plan to hold the Camp David meetings just days before the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and they said Trump was giving legitimacy to extremists who were responsible for the deaths of more than 2,400 U.S. service members in America's longest war. Pompeo said Trump wanted to look the Taliban leaders directly in the eye while they worked to finalize an agreement that would allow the U.S. to start withdrawing troops. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Dan Watson. He's the CEO of thelewpage.com. He's the guy that's been giving all you folks an incredible deal of late. In recent months, he's been offering a free trial membership in the Preferred Buyers Club. And by all means, Dan, we should promote that as well. But for right now, we're going over some terms used in lubrication, and we've already gone through a few in the viscosity role. Let's talk about some others.
Yes, and you know, Bob, I do this as a service, right, as far as the definitions, explanations. But I think that when people actually understand these things, it becomes much easier for them to move to high-quality oils like AMSOIL, synthetic engine oils, because all of a sudden you really start to see where the shortcomings come in the good old-fashioned conventional oil. Now, that brings us right up to the term base stock, because I use it often, and some people may not know exactly what I mean when I'm talking about it. So the base stock refers to the oil liquid that I am going to tailor now with an additive package to be whatever finished lubricant I want it to be. For example, I may take a 30 viscosity oil, and I want to turn that into a good oil for a hydraulic application, so I'm going to tailor an additive package that would work well in a hydraulic system. But if I take that same 30 weight oil, 30 viscosity oil, and I want to use it in an internal combustion engine application, that I'm going to change the additive package and tailor those additives because I now have to deal with the byproducts of combustion that I wouldn't have in that hydraulic system. Same thing if I go to a air compressor system. A lot of folks out there will know the term non-detergent oil for your air compressor. That's because the air compressor might be a piston compressor, and the pistons are certainly a lot like the pistons you have in a car, but the difference is they're compressing air. They're not dealing with combustion byproducts, so I don't need the kind of detergents that run in an internal combustion engine to clean out deposits that I don't need that, and some of that stuff could be a little abrasive in an air compressor system. So base stock refers to the type of oil that I will put my additives into to come up with a finished lubricating product. And that might be that I have a synthetic oil, a conventional oil, and other different levels in that. But let's just leave it at those two categories right now, synthetic or conventional for base stocks. And then the additives. When we talk about additives, we're not talking about putting in something extra, like going to get Slick 50 or something to put in as an additive. That's not what we're talking about. Every oil, finished lubricating oil, has certain additives in it that tailor that oil to the application that we're going to place that oil in. And those applications require different additives. That's why I can't go to the store and buy compressor oil and put it in my Ford. Okay? The Ford will run, but it won't last long. It's going to wear it out with compressor oil. And it's not a good idea to put the oil I put in my Ford in my compressor. They don't really interchange like some people think they might. And so we have tailored additive packages. So when we're talking about putting together a finished lubricating product, it's going to be comprised of a base stock and a tailor-made additive package to give us the final completed product. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about also that we hear all the time is the term sludge and varnish. We hear this a lot. Okay. Oh, yes, you're going to sludge up. Yeah, sludge. You're going to get through that. So maybe we ought to really know what sludge and varnish, what they are, so that if we're talking about this could happen, what are these things? And, you know, contrary to what people may think, they're actually the same thing. Varnish is the insoluble byproduct of combustion and maybe even wear and contamination that can be inside a system, whether it's hydraulic or whether it's an internal combustion engine. You have a lot of, and what I mean by insoluble, things that will not dissolve in oil. They will not dissolve. They're going to keep their characteristic. Now, one of the big things that causes this is oxidation. When I have oil that oxidizes, it may form little pieces of oxidized hydrocarbon in the oil that it's not going to dissolve. So these little microscopic, less than a micron size things, they're going to actually make played out on the surfaces. And the reason they're called varnish is because they look like varnish. You know, if people have ever messed with wood or anything and you buy some varnish from the hardware store and you varnish it on there and it looks sort of a little bit like a, what's an amber look to it from the varnish going on. Well, this stuff will cover metal surfaces and begin to make them. That's why it got its name varnish. Looks like you're varnishing the metal because it's plating out on there. Now, this varnish substance mixed with water will actually make what we call sludge, because sludge is all this insoluble material mixed with water to form a mud-like substance, which is actually, we call it sludge. Varnish is that amount of stuff which got to the surface of the metal and played it out without ever combining with water to make a soft sludge substance. Okay? Now, in your engine, why is this harmful? Well, in many places not. It's just kind of packing off into the corner. But sludge and varnish can eventually get to places where it interferes with the flow of oil to critical lubricating points. There's very small little gallery pinholes in the connector rod bearings and in the main crank bearings that you need oil to flow through, and you need to flow through there readily into that system. Well, if you begin to get sludge or varnish plugging the hole up, you cannot start restricting oil flow to critical places. If you get some sludge up into the rings on the pistons, many times because the pistons get so hot, that sludge can become carbonized and be very hard and stick to piston rings. So this is what we're talking about. Sludge and varnish are actually virtually the same thing, but just one has managed to become plated out, and the other one has made a mud consistency because it mixes with water. People say, well, where do you get the water from? Well, actually, a byproduct of combustion, internal combustion engine, is moisture. You actually have moisture created out of the combustion process. So you have enough moisture being created that if it can get to all this stuff. And the way that you can reduce oxidation is by using a high-quality synthetic engine oil that does not oxidize, and that will reduce one of your contributors. But there are others. So if your engine is running exceptionally rich mixture and you have a lot of nitrous oxides being created, then these nitrous oxides can get into some nitration and cause some gooey stuff to be created and form their own type of contribute to the varnish problem. So we don't want sludge and varnish because eventually it can inhibit correct lubrication flow in the engine. So I think that finishes our school of the vehicle tonight, and then we'll move on to some questions.
It sounds good. Great job. Thank you so much, Dan. When we come back on the other side, we've got Bill in Columbia, South Carolina, and we've got room for you as well at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back here on Auto World. Thank you very much. Let me quickly remind you, Auto World is brought to you in part by DryShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DryShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars. That's right, classic cars, muscle cars, exotic cars, all by securing car owners with renters through DryShare's car sharing platform. Renters can find car that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today and start earning some extra income, or rent using the special code AUTOWORLD to save 50% off your next rental. That's all caps, AUTOWORLD. Visit DryShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. We're back with Dan Watson, and I think it's time for us to take some of these calls here. Why don't we begin with Bill, who is in Columbia, South Carolina. And Bill writes, what is the difference in 20W50 and 5W30 oils? I think 20W50 gives more protection, so why shouldn't I run it in all my cars?
Well, it's a good question, and I'm glad that we just went over viscosity.
Yeah.
It's timely. Here's the thing. If you were looking at simply what this, would a 2050 oil typically do better than a 5W30 oil in giving you lubrication or protection? And the answer is yes, because when you have a higher viscosity, you have a thicker oil film, you'll have a greater separation between the two moving parts that are metal. However, there's some other problems we run into. In these engines, they will be designed to have a certain maximum viscosity oil to run through the system, because the clearances are such that if the oil is thicker than that, it may not be flowing through quite at the rate that I want it to. And in a modern engine, we depend more on higher flow rates for thinner oil to go through high temperature locations in the engine. And the reason for that is that actually the higher flow rate of the oil will give me a greater heat transfer out of that area. So actually I can run my bearings in the engine cooler with, there's a trade-off now, but with the right thinness of oil, it will flow through there quickly and fast, and with it, it'll remove a lot of heat. Also, I'm getting a lot of oil flow in and out all over my valve train, my camshaft, in and around the piston oiling ring. I'm getting maximum flow rates out of there, so the oil's moving pretty fast. When I put a 2050 oil in a vehicle that calls for a 5W30, what happens is that it can hardly get through these tight clearances, and especially moving into the connector rod bearings through these tight, small pinholes, which are the oiling gallery holes. And so in a lot of cases, if it was a standard petroleum oil, it would just have to get so hot in that area to thin down to the 30 so that it could go through the hole. And that would not be a good idea, because that would mean that you'd be running these hot spots 50 to 75 degrees hotter than they should be running in order to get the oil to thin down enough to go through. So you wouldn't be helping yourself with protection. You'd be overheating a number of places, which could cause enhanced wear. So you don't want to ever get too thick with your oil. You might be able to go up one grade from, say, a 520 to a 530 without much concern, but going up to a 50 weight oil in any of these modern engines would be counterproductive. It's not a good idea.
Good answer, absolutely. Let's see if we can sneak another one or two in. This one is from Idaho. Could you please tell me if a standard oil filter is okay to use with AMSOIL 0W20? Rob in Idaho drives a 2013 Dodge Grand Caravan with a 3.6-liter V6 engine and it's flex fuel equipped.
Well, his question is a good one. Of course, you can run a standard filter with AMSOIL. AMSOIL is a good, high-quality, premium synthetic oil, but it's compatible with all these filters that are in service. What you want to do is always run high-quality filtration. I would hope you're running a good-quality synthetic like AMSOIL, but with whatever oil you're running, stick with a high-quality filter, because the purpose of putting a filter on the engine is to filter. So if you buy something and put it on there and its filtration is pathetic, then it's no better than having no filter at all. Now, filtration is a more complex than just saying have a good filter. There's different things to talk about in filters. We've talked about it before on the show, and I don't want to take all that time now. But directly on this question, yes, you can run a standard filter, but you're going to be limited to the life of that filter for changing your oil, or at least changing the filter. If you were running one of the extended drain AMSOIL, make sure that filter will go that far, or else change the filter at the filter change intervals. If you run one of the longer drain interval filters made by AMSOIL, then you're going to get a longer life. There's also one that's made by Mobil that will go for longer life, and there's, one made by Purolator that will go for longer life. So there is the ability out there to make higher quality, longer life filters. And I would recommend those because not only do they have longer life, but usually they have much better filtration for the whole duration. Some filters filter very well right at the start and then just drop off in 500 miles to doing very little. What you want is a filter which will filter at the same efficiency at mile 10 and at mile 25,000 for the AMSOIL, for example, that it's still filtering then, that it's not stopped filtering somewhere along the line because it can't contain the debris that it's filtered out. So that's it for filters.
We'll go to Atlanta with a question from Ralph, and Ralph wants to know, is it expensive to become an AMSOIL dealer? Who would I talk to?
Well we know who you talk to.
Right,
talk to me, Ralph. But here's the thing. No, it's not. You can get started in AMSOIL for less than $100 with everything that you need. And I can assure you that it's the greatest opportunity for the least money that you're going to find anywhere. If it's something you like to do, okay? I've had guys in this with me for years. If you're any kind of motorhead, I'm telling you, being an AMSOIL dealer is fun. And you ought to check it out, make enough money to take care of your classic car on the side, you know, and then be a happy camper. Speaking of that, I do want to emphasize again here, Bob, before we run out of time, I am offering the free 6-month preferred customer membership for buying in AMSOIL as a preferred customer. That's where you can buy at discount prices, factory direct, and it really pays off. I've had a lot of people that have taken advantage of this. I encourage you to take advantage of it. Give AMSOIL a try. You'll never go back. I got people that started with me buying AMSOIL products in 1991. They're still buying AMSOIL products, okay? They won't buy anything else. So these products work, and if you give them a try, and the best way to give them a try is by taking advantage of this 6-month trial membership. About 90% of the people who do this renew it on the 1-year membership at the end of the time when they get a renewal. You don't have to. You can just keep buying AMSOIL products, and they'll even give you an added discount because you were a preferred customer. But it's the right way to buy AMSOIL and save yourself some money, try out the products, see that they work for you. Hey, you make a $100 order, they ship it to you freight free, no cost for shipping. So that you can't hardly beat that. It's the best deal going. So all you have to do is get in touch with me. You can do that at 800-370-2986. You can go to my website, thelubepage.com. You can email me, dan.watson@thelubepage.com. Any of these things, get in touch with me and say, Dan, I'm interested in this preferred customer membership, and we'll get back to you and we'll get this thing going, and you'll never be sorry that you took advantage of it.
That's great. And anybody who would like more information about becoming an AMSOIL dealer, you couldn't be talking to a better guy. So by all means, any and all questions to do with becoming a dealer, Dan can help you out with that as well. And why don't you give that 800 number one more time?
It is 800-370-2986.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, my friend. I so appreciate your time here today.
See you next time, Bob.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.